first 45 minutes, by far the better team. I thought we played really well. I thought the way we set up and the way we wanted to play, shape without the ball, shape with the ball, was fantastic. I thought we created some good chances. Mickey scores a great goal. Second half comes, whistle goes, 10 minutes of absolute madness. Three set pieces. Ball comes into our box, we don't deal with it. We don't have desire to win the ball, to keep the ball out of our net. James Clark is sent off, torn, and I didn't see it. It's one of them ones. I haven't seen it, to be honest with you. So I think a few people are humming and hawing about it, but I haven't seen it back yet, so I can't really say too much. It doesn't help when you're away to Bowes and you're down to 10 men. When you're away to Bowes and you're down to 10 men, it's not ideal. But I think the three goals we conceded from set pieces. It wasn't from us being cut open. It was three set pieces, balls into our box. It's just a desire to want to win the ball and keep the ball out your net, and we didn't do that. I thought the first half. Listen, they're obviously a good team. You know, it's never come here. And it's never an easy game. I think we got the grips with it after, like you said, the first 15 minutes. I thought we were brilliant. I thought we were really, really good. I thought our shape was brilliant. I thought we broke on them at times really, really well. Mickey takes his goal well, and then again. 10 minutes of madness. Very, very difficult. Tyler's come in, and obviously that's his second goal for the club. He's ultimately still in pre-season at the moment, and he stayed on the pitch for a long time, and he took his goal brilliantly. He's a top finisher. He's played at a really high level. We just need to get him up to speed, but when you go down to 10 men and you're probably looking at him, we're probably looking at him coming off at one stage, but we don't. We've a young striker, Terence Doherty. I just didn't want to put him into that situation. We don't have anyone else at the moment. Oh, extremely, extremely angry, extremely disappointed. No point in me screaming and shouting in the dressing room. We'll go through it. We'll talk about it and try and fix it. But again, it's ultimately coming down to having the desire to keep the ball out your net. It's three set pieces. We spoke about it and we didn't do that.
Mark, obviously defensively, you're just talking about it's just something not good enough. And you as a centre back, you must be.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of that over the season, the course of the season. I think there's been a lot of sort of defensive errors, and I think we have struggled at times keeping the ball out of our net. And yeah, we again for 10 minutes in the second half, we didn't do that. Three set pieces, you're just killing yourself. There's not much you can do.
From your point of view, I know you're only in there, but these are the same players. You know, it's a ninth defeat. Is there a lack of sort of hunger, desire? There's something just not right there with the talent that's in there?
I'm not sure. I think from what I've seen from the first few weeks, the boys have been given absolutely everything. I don't know. We'll have to sit down and talk tomorrow. I'm not going to question anyone's mentality right now. But yeah, we'll sit down and go through stuff. But it has to be better. It has to be better for a team like Derry City to be where we are in the league, with the players we have in the dressing room, and we speak a lot about that there. I think a lot of people from the outside speak about great team, great players, but that means nothing. It wins you nothing. You have to have a desire. You have to have a drive to want to win your duel against the man against you, and ultimately we didn't do that tonight at times.
Would you say there is a bit of a soft centre throughout the side?
There has been at times this year, and it's something definitely we will have to address. But listen, tonight's just wasn't good enough. Like I said, we didn't do enough in them 10 minutes in the second half. And ultimately it killed us.
And just finally, Alan Colley was doing the commentary this evening, and he sort of alluded that the club is basically in a mess at the moment, and the results sort of summed that up. What would you sort of say to that?
We're in a mess. I think at the moment, obviously, Tiernan's left, and we're ultimately sitting now and deciding what way the football club is going. We're having a review of everything, top to bottom. I've said this numerous times, we have a monster football club that we want to get right. There's a lot of punches being thrown at the club. It's a club I love, and I'm just delighted to be back at it, but people are obviously going to say what they want about it being a mess. I know the amount of work that's being done behind the scenes, the amount of good people behind the scenes that are trying to put it right, and we'll get there, we'll get it right.